This episode of HBR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HBR15. That's HBR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
This is ToeJet, calling in for another installment on Hacker Public Radio. My first installment was a few months ago about building an Android device that was pretty much Google free. As a quick update on that, I've been running that tablet now for a while without issue, and I went ahead and took my Nexus 7 and did the similar thing to the Nexus 7. I now have a Nexus 7 that I use regularly that has no Google account, and it works fine. A lot of the apps I'm using are being used from F-Droid, which is a nice open source repository that doesn't require an account. Well, in that podcast, I had also mentioned the fact that I had a couple other things configured, and one of them was consolidating my mail. One of the applications I was doing there was a mail forwarder for Yahoo. I had gone through an effort of trying to consolidate emails. I know most of you probably have about a dozen different emails, and for the longest time, my routine was check this one, check that one, check the other one, and you'd spend half a day just checking your email. Didn't like that, so I started consolidating. I had my own personal server, which I wanted to, I liked, and I controlled things on, so I set up stuff on my personal server with the email account I liked. I took my Gmail account, forwarded it over, that was nice and easy. I took a lot of my other accounts that I had, and I set up forwarders on them to go in there. But I could not do that with Yahoo. But I did find that when I was using Thunderbird, that Thunderbird can go ahead and open up and deal with my Yahoo account as if it was a local mail account. I thought, this seems nice. I wonder if I could do something with this to make it more useful. So, here's what I ended up doing. I built a virtual machine that takes my Yahoo mail and will grab that and put it into my personal account. And so then I only have to deal with my personal account, and even though it's getting mail from all the different places. This is a nice solution, it's nice and simple, but I wanted something that was going to be, forget about it, I don't like messing with stuff all the time. I wanted to mess with it once, get it up and running, and then forget about it. So, here's how the virtual machine was built. To build it, you're going to need a couple of basic things. Your Yahoo account, your second email account. The second email account that you're forwarding things to must have IMAP access. You'll need your virtual server to host this. You will need a virtual box installed on your local machine to build the image for it. And you'll need a ISO file for the Linux distro you're going to use. In this case, I was using the LXDE version of Fedora 20. Start out with, build a basic virtual machine. Go ahead and configured a new virtual machine, told it was Fedora. Gave it half a gig of RAM. I had plenty of memory on my storage, but I figured it's not going to need much memory, so half a gig was sufficient. I gave it a 20 gig hard drive dynamic, so it will expand to whatever size it's needed. If you want to make it bigger, fine, that's entirely up to you. And built the basic machine. Once that's done, I start up my virtual machine, log in. Being a good person, I go ahead and do all the updates that I'm supposed to do on there, get everything up to date. And then I install Thunderbird. Once Thunderbird's installed, you go in and configure two mail accounts. First one being your Yahoo mail account. And when you're configuring your Yahoo mail account, it'll give you the option of POP access or IMAP access. Choose the IMAP access. That's important. Otherwise, what'll happen if it's POP access, it'll be deleting stuff or moving stuff over, but leaving copies there on the Yahoo side. When that one's done, you configure your second account. The second account is going to be IMAP access as well. Great, you've got Thunderbird running now in your virtual machine. You've got two email accounts configured, and you need to create a rule. what I did is I didn't want all the messages from my Yahoo account just being jammed into the main folder with my regular account. So under my secondary account there, I created a subfolder under the inbox called Yahoo. I then set up a rule from Yahoo that says any new message that comes in, automatically move it into the Yahoo folder of my secondary account. Told it to run immediately after I was done, and it took all my current mail in Yahoo and it moved it into my IMAP account under my secondary account, and it took it a while to run because it's taken all those emails, yes, those ones you forgot about that were still sitting in there, all of those emails, and moves them over into the Yahoo folder. Great, we got a running system, but we want this to be automated and not have to worry about it. I then go through and configured LXDE to automatically run Thunderbird on startup. I also configured the user account that I'm using for this to have no password. Yes, no password. No, no, don't freak out. This is a virtual machine that's running on a private network that has no internal access from any place. It's hosted on my virtual server, but it's NATed on there. It isn't even directly accessible from other machines on my home network, only from the server. So I figure password security is not that important. Configure the Thunderbird though to automatically start up when it boots up. And then I decided I don't want to have to do patches and updates for this. I just want to forget about this. So I set up a cron job with two different tasks. The first task is a cron job on Sunday mornings at midnight that goes ahead and does all current updates from the repository. The second update is an hour later, and what that does is it reboots the machine because there may have been a kernel update or something else in there. I thought about getting fancy to try to determine whether I needed to reboot or not, but it's like, meh, I don't want to worry about it, and this is a simple machine. Great. So my machine's configured to auto-boot, auto-login my user. It's automatically running Thunderbird on startup, and it's got all its maintenance there. I shut the machine down, boot it back up again, just to make sure everything's working. Good, I've got it done right. Now, shut it down. I'm still on my desktop. I export that virtual image I just built, which also gives me a backup copy in case something goes wrong. I take that virtual image I just built, export it to an OVF file. The OVF file is copied over to the server and then imported into the PHP VirtualBox running on the server. Now that it's up and running on PHP VirtualBox, I start up the application and it just runs. I forget about it, don't have to worry about it anymore. You'll know it's working because it will take all your Yahoo mails as they're coming in, as soon as it detects them, and moves them over, so they'll automatically appear in your regular account. There may be a little bit of buffer delay, but I was finding that Yahoo was already buffering things and I'd sometimes have to wait a couple hours for email coming in. That's why I quit using that as a primary. You now have a working machine with everything that you need on there. I've got more details of the actual steps with some step-by-step walkthrough on it on my website at james.tobesacademy.com. That's JAMES.TOEBESACADEMY.com. Go there, check it out, and check out some of the other things I've posted there as well. I've got a few other things I want to put in future episodes and would love feedback as to if anybody finds these useful or not. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, please excuse some of the quality of the recording. It was done while I was driving, finally getting a chance to get it done. Also, wanted to note that there is an issue I was having with the mail forwarder. If anybody has a suggestion on how to resolve it, the problem I'm running into is sometimes when it starts up, it'll grab everything that's in the spam folder and go ahead and forward it over to the new folder. Doesn't happen all the time, and it's not consistent, but if somebody's got some ideas on that, let me know. Thanks.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.